Blog Talk Radio.
My Block Radio. You're listening to The Sound.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I am Royalty listeners, those that are called in,
those that listen into the computer, the iPad, and the chat room, Skype, I just want to say blessings on today. I just want to let you know that today is Trust in the Lord for a Triple Manifestation Thursday. Yes, trust in the Lord for a Triple Manifestation Thursday. Yes, today is the day that you will begin to see manifestations of God's word in your life. You will begin to see his word come to pass in your life, prophecies being manifested from now all the way into this year out. I'm talking about promises and prophecies and purpose. Your life has purpose and significance. You begin to see God's hand in your life. Hallelujah. If that's you, touch yourself and say, triple manifestations, Yes, if you believe that, touch yourself again and say triple manifestations. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God is doing something so dynamic, so profound in our life that I'm telling you we're just going to be blown back in God, where our head's not even a turn to the left or the right to see the which way God is coming, because he's like the wind, like in John 3 when Jesus told Nicodemus, I'm like the wind. You never know where it's coming or where it's going. That's how God is about to bless us. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God is about to, some of you right now who's listening to the sound of my voice, you're about to even begin your 2013 today, You're about to begin to see God manifest some great things in your life, some things you've been praying for, some things all year you've been fasting for, some things you've been laying on your face for, meditating for, worshiping for, praising in advance for. You're going to begin these next 18 days, you're going to begin to see God's hand in your life. You're going to begin to see God stretch forth his mighty hand in your life. You're going to begin to see the manifestations of God's word taking place in your life. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I just feel that. I'm telling you, you just don't even have a clue of what God is about to do in your life. Just like on yesterday, it was 12-12-12, and God gave me that yesterday was a represents bountiful, meaning that we're going to bountiful means rich, fat, overflow, nothing but abundance, prosperity, blessings everywhere. And I'm telling you, God just gave me a blessing that I wasn't even looking for. I'm telling you to expect the unexpected right now. From today all the way until 11:59, some of you is going to have 11:59 experience before you even get 2013, because you're going to see God's hand to manifest in your life. Hallelujah. If that's you, just touch yourself again and say, triple manifestation. Hey, God. Hey, God, I'm telling you, God is about to do some great things, thanks to God, kings and queens with riches. I'm telling you, God is about to do, he's about to blow, like the old people say back in the day, blow your socks off, He's about to blow you out of your socks, because the great things that God is about to do. So know that today is trusting in the Lord for Triple Manifestations Thursday. Hallelujah. I'm excited on today. I won't be before you longer today, because today is true worship. Today is the day that we begin to just worship God. We begin to bombard heaven. But I just want to give you guys a word that that came to my spirit early this morning, and it's called lanyap. Hallelujah. And this word is a French word, and it means something a little extra. So that means from now all the way from now to 2013 ends, God, we're walking in the lanyap year, meaning that we're going to get something extra. That means extra finances, extra healing, extra deliverance, extra being made complete, extra overflow, extra wisdom, extra knowledge, extra understanding, extra favor, extra faith, extra abundance, extra prosperity, extra success, extra miracle signs and wonders will take place in your life, and you will begin to perform miracle signs and wonders. Extra anointing, being going to destroy every yoke and oxen. I'm telling you, God is going to give you a little bit extra next year. And as I was studying on this word, lanyap, it started from this French man who started a store in Louisiana. And whenever he come in there and somebody get like 3 pounds of sugar or 4 pounds of sugar, he'll say, lanyap. And they know what that means. He gave them a little something extra that they wouldn't even expect it. Sometimes, like, when I go to this chicken place and I order 10 pieces, but sometimes an 11-piece in there, it even talks about, like, a baker. Whenever a baker make a dozen cookies or a dozen donuts or a dozen crescents, he sometimes makes 13 for extra ones. Just in case one falls, there's an extra one there. I hope somebody's feeling this in their spirit. This is about to happen in your life. You are about to walk in a lanyap year, meaning the Lord gave me on today is one of my favorites, and I'm telling you, I saw it differently on today. I'm coming to you out of Psalms 20, verse 1 through 7, out of the NIV version. And it says, the word of the Lord says, may the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. Oh, wow. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. Selah. I like when it says Selah. That means pause and think about this thing. Ah. Then it says, may he give you the desires of your heart and may all your plans succeed. We will shout for joy when you are victorious. Ah. And we'll lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your prayer requests. Now I know that the Lord saved his anointed. He answers him from his holy heaven with the saving power of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. That scripture, these scriptures right here is already self-explanatory, meaning that in the time of trouble, whatever you're going through, the Lord, the God of Jacob, will protect you. He will send you help from his holy sanctuary. He will send you gracious support from Zion. He remembers all your sacrifices, your offerings, all your praying, all your worshiping. He remembers that. He's going to give you the desires of your heart. He's going to make all your prayers succeed. The angel's going to shout for joy because you're victorious. You're victorious. Yes, you're victorious at that job. You're victorious in your family. You're victorious in the ministry. You're victorious when you run. You're victorious when you walk up. You're victorious every second, hour, all day, all year, all decade. You are victorious. When you sleep, you're victorious. When you walk, you are victorious. You're just victorious in everything that you do. They will lift your banners. They will lift the banners in the name of your God. That means your haters, your frenemies, your enemies, your family, your friends, your foes are going to say, Lord, this woman is blessed. Lord, this man is blessed. You are blessed. And then say, may the Lord grant all of your prayer requests. That means every petition, every prayer request, the feeling in your heart, every inward prayer, every silent prayer, if you're praying like Hannah, everything from your soul, everything that you ask God, he's granting your prayer requests. Then it says, now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. You are his anointed because you're chosen, you handcrafted, handpicked by God to be chosen for the oil, chosen to walk in destiny, chosen to walk in greatness, chosen to walk in your purpose. Hallelujah. It says, he will answer you from his holy heaven. Meaning that he's going to answer you from his throne room, his sanctum, his sanctuary. He's going to answer your prayers. And it said, with the same power of his right hand. Something about God's right hand. Hallelujah. Something about God's right hand. Meaning when he stretched forth his mighty hand, which is his right hand, you're going to feel the touch of God, the presence of God, the glory of God, the power of God, the spirit of God in your life. And it says, some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but we don't trust in the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. That means some trust in horses, chariots, Buddha, Muhammad, Confucius, themselves, whatever, men, women, whatever. They trust in everything. They trust in the government. They trust in their job. They trust in Obama. They trust in everything. But we, as priests of God, children of God, chosen by God, we don't trust in the name of the Lord our God. We don't trust in him for his manifestation. We don't trust in him for his blessing. We don't trust in him for the overflow. We just don't trust in the name of the Lord our God. We don't trust in him to manifest every word, every prophecy, every promise shall come to pass. We don't trust in God. I don't care what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what it feels like, but we don't trust in the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Yeah, God, we gonna trust in him. We gonna trust in him to do it. We gonna trust in him to manifest it. We gonna trust in him with power. We gonna trust in him for his glory. We gonna trust in that lives to be changed, healed, made whole, and set free. And that the word that he gives us will be powerful and effective. That somebody say, Lord, what must I do to be saved? Lord, chastise me all over again. Lord, transform my mind. Transform my heart. Transform my soul, God. Lord, I want to forget about it. Lord, I want to move forward and don't be stopped. Lord, how can I love again? How can I forgive, God? God, for God to do something great in your life. Get ready for the power in your life. Get ready for the overflow in your life. Get ready for him to do something so powerful in your life that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, even in the inside of the heart of man, the things that God is about to manifest in your life. I'm telling you, God is about to put out pearly gates around you. He's about to put down the oil from heaven to shine upon you. You're going to shine bright like the sun. You're going to be a transfiguration to take place in your life, just like Jesus, when the disciples saw him talking to Elijah and Moses, and it was a transfiguration that took place. The Bible says that he was white as bleach, like the sun, because he transfigured. He didn't look like Jesus no longer, but he begins to look like the Son of God. He begins to look like the glory of God, the power of God. Don't you know that's what God's about to do in your life? You is about to look differently. Everything about you is about to change. The glory of God is going to fall on you. The glory of God is going to fall on you. The Spirit of God is going to be spoken through you. Don't you know that God is about to hide you behind the cross? So when you open up your mouth, it won't be you speaking, but it'll be the God in you speaking. It'll be the power of you, God, speaking through you. Don't you know that you're about to heal the sick, raise the dead, cure those with leprosy, sickness, and diseases, and cast out devils? You're about to perform mighty miracles, signs, and wonders. You're about to see supernatural miracles take place in your life. You're about to see God's hand, right hand, as the word of God just says, stretch forth in your life. Hey, God. You are about to see God manifest like never before. You are about to see God shake, run, and roll your life. You are about to see God say to you, my daughter, transformation complete. You are about to hear God say to my son, transformation complete. I know you've been crying out, and I heard you. I know you've been worshiping, but I heard you. The wait is over. Oh, Shia. The struggle is over. You don't have to lack again. You don't have to doubt me again. You don't have to look over to the left because I'm here on the right. You don't have to look behind you because I'm in front of you. I'm leading you. I'm guiding you through all truth. Just trust in me to do it. All is well, my child. Even if you don't see me, all is well. Even when you don't feel me. Because remember, whenever students take a test, the teacher's always silent. So even when you don't hear me, my child, I'm still right there with you. I hear your prayer requests. The sanctuary will drop down a blessing in your life. You will begin to see my hand stretch forth in your life. Hey, you got to trust in God right now like never before. Some of us, I know about me, it's some things I still need God to do before the new year come in. And I'm telling you, I'm trusting, I'm believing, I'm getting in my seated position. I'm even beyond belief. I'm just knowing God's going to do it. I'm confident in the word of God that he's going to do it. Because 1 John 5:14-15 says, this is the confidence that we have in approaching God. If we ask anything according to his will, we know that he hears us. And since we know that he hears us, we know we're going to have and receive whatever we ask for in prayer and just trust in God to do it. Watch him do it. Know that he's going to do it. And watch him manifest in your life. Hey, God. He comes, watch him manifest in your life. Watch him blow you back. Watch him take you to another realm. Some of us is beyond levels because we've been walking the levels for a long time. But some of us is going to walk in heavenly realms. Some of us are going to walk in heavenly places. Some of us are going to walk in the third dimension of heaven. Some of us are going to walk in the divine order and the divine power of God. Some of us is going to be led by the Spirit of God because we've been fasting, we've been praising, we've been worshiping, we've been seeking God for his divine revelation, and he's about to give it to you like never before. He's about to speak into you. He's about to speak with such a mighty power of his Spirit in your life. You're going to say, oh, God, I trust you. Oh, God, never again I doubt you. Oh, God, lead me this way. You're going to begin to say, Lord, tell me your secrets and your revelations so I can speak to your people. Lord, reveal to me the secret thing that you want me to know. Lord, take out of me what you want to take out. Lord, create in me a clean heart, but not just a clean heart, a pure heart, a transformed heart. You're going to say, Lord, do it right now, God, because I trust you again. Lord, I embrace you. Lord, endow me. Lord, rain on me, but not just any rain, your outer rain, your holy rain that cleanses me Matthew 16, from 18 to 20, he has given us the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth is loose in heaven, meaning that you got the keys to whatever door you want to open. So if it's your business, use the key. If it's a new vehicle, use the key. If it's healing, use the key. If it's deliverance, use the key. If it's your family member, use the key. If it's your children, use the key. If it's finances, use the key. If it's ministry, use the key. Whatever it is, use the key. If it's a house, use the key. And if it's an inheritance, use the key. If you just want to love God all over again, use the key. Whatever you got, you already got the keys. Because Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him who's able to do that exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think according to the power that's working in us. The power in you, the success is in you. The Bible says in Proverbs 8:14, good advice and success belongs to us. Insight and strength are ours. Mean you got success already on you, so you don't have to pray for it. Just activate it and use the key. The Bible says in Psalms 84, verse 11, the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord God bestows favor, honor on us. Know the thing that he withholds from us if we walk uprightly. That's self-explanatory. Use the key for favor. Use the key for honor. Use the key for know the thing that he withholds from you. The Bible says in Isaiah 1, verse 19, if we're willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. Use the key to possess the land that's flowing with milk and honey. I'm telling you, whatever you need, whatever you desire, whatever you want, God will manifest it in your life. God will let it happen in your life. God will open up the doors for your life. God will write it down in your life. God will show it in your life. God will let it happen for your life. Hey, it will happen just for you because he sent you waiting, anticipating, being patient. Yes, it looked like it wasn't going to happen, but God said, my child, I'm here. I'm a father, and I love you. You have not, but it is. Some of you are yes. God said, the door shall be open. All you got to do is stand on my word. Speak the word of God and watch it manifest. Speak the word of God and watch it happen. Speak the word of God and trust in me and watch the favor manifest in your life. Oh, God. I'm telling you, I feel that in my loins. I'm telling you, some of you out there on today, you just need another. You just need God to do it. I'm telling you, I don't know about you, but it's been some time this year. I was like, Lord, look, let me tell you something. If you don't do it, it ain't gonna get done because I'm tired. I need you to do it. I'm telling you, but I'm here to let you know the word of God says the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but those that endure to the end. I'm here to let you know he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you as well. The Bible says in Psalm 145, verse 13, the Lord is faithful to all his promises and loves you toward everyone he has made. The Bible says in Numbers 23, 18 and 19, that the God is not a man, he shall lie, neither the son of man, he shall repent. If he said it, he's going to make it good. And if he said it, it's surely going to come to pass. Trust in God. How y'all going to trust in God. How y'all going to trust in him. Some of you, listen today, God just want to let you know he just needs another yes from you. He needs another yes in your mind. Yes, you're saved, but sometimes a yes just shakes God because you're surrendering everything to him. You're surrendering that bill of him. You're surrendering that children of him. You're surrendering the child and the ministry and the sickness and the deliverance. You're surrendering all. Some of you, God just want another yes out of your mouth. Yes in your mind. Yes in your soul. Yes in your spirit. Yes, Lord, I'm going to trust you. Yes, I'm going to be obedient. Yes, I'm going to open my mouth every time I hear you tell me to give somebody a word. Yeah. And I don't open my mouth, God, and I second guess you. angry, huh? Yes, God, I'm going to stop, huh? I'm turning my back and not listening to what you're saying, God, because I shouldn't put the Lord my God to the test. Yes, God, I know you're a judge, God, and I'm only going to worship you. Yes, God, I hear you. Yes, God, I thank you. Yes, God, I honor you. Yes, God, I adore you. Yes, God, I bless you. Yes, God, I need you. Yes, God, I lift my hand in total adoration unto you. That's all God needs from today. And another yes. Some of us just need to tell God another yes. Oh, God, I'm telling you, it's time now, to trust God like never before, because he's doing unexpectedly things. I'm telling you, men and women of God, he's doing some things that you ain't even expecting him to do. He's opening up doors you ain't expecting him to open. He's doing great things you ain't expecting him to do. I'm telling you, this is the year that I have seen so many people get married like never before. And I'm like, Lord, where did this happen at? Where did this come from? I've seen so many women that I never even thought of become first ladies and get married, and men getting married, and millions is coming to people, and people are getting ordained in ministries, and people are getting healed from cancer, AIDS, and sickness and diseases, and people getting risen from the dead. I'm telling you, God is doing unexpectedly miracles, just like in the Bible days, because the Word of God said he the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Heaven and earth may pass away, but his word will never pass away. He's performing miracles like never before. That's why he needs us to trust him like never before. You need to trust God like never before. Watch God. Just watch God. Trust God. Love God. Obey God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. I don't care if he told you to go prophesy to the Pope. Go up there and tell the Pope what's up there, the Lord. I don't care if it's the bishop of all bishops of Ghana. Tell him what God said. Whatever God tell you to do, obey him and watch him manifest his promises in your life. I don't even know how I even went here. Today's just supposed to have been true worship. I just supposed to have been praying. I ain't even supposed to be saying all that. I supposed to read my scripture and just pray. But God, God knows some of you listening need to hear that word on today, because all is well, even when you think the promise is there. All is well, even when you can't see it. All is well, even when you can't touch it. All is well, even if you don't know it. It's well for you. It's well in your soul. It's well in your spirit. It's well in your mind. It's well in your heart. It's well for you. It's well for you. Your healing is going to take place from now to 2013. Your deliverance is going to take place from now to 2013. You're going to get a supernatural triple financial abundance from now. That decision you're making, it's going to happen. That hearing you're ready for, it's going to take place. The doors going to open. Yes, you're going to get a house. You're going to get a new husband. You're going to get a new wife. Your children are going to be saved and they're going to obey. Your family going to get saved. People's going to get healed through you. Yes, you're going to go back to school and be successful. Yes, God's going to open the doors. That business is going to manifest and it's going to be successful, because the Bible says in Proverbs 16, verse 3, commit your work to the Lord and all your prayers shall succeed, prosper, and be established. You can trust in God to open the great doors in your life. You can watch him, because he said in Psalms 2:8, only ask me and I will give you the nations as your inheritance and the inner earth as your possessions. Just watch God. Trust God. Obey God. Seek God and watch him manifest his glory and his promises and his word and your prophecies in your life. Oh, God, we trust you, God. Never again will we doubt you, God. Never again will we second guess you, God. But we will trust in you, God. We obey you, God. Oh, God, we love you, God. Transform us, God. Transform our minds, God. Transform our hearts, God. Transform our soul, God. Heal us, oh, God. You said in your word, God, in Jeremiah 18, heal us, oh, Lord, and we be healed. Deliver us, oh, Lord, and we be delivered, oh, God. From now on, I praise, God. You said asking that you be the potter and we be the clay. Mold us, shape us, form us in the way you want us to go, God. Purge us with your gifts of God. Bless us your faith and the nation, God. Oh, God, we need you, God. We trust you, God. We can't do it by ourselves, God. Oh, God, we trust and love in you, God. Oh, God, some of us single women, God, we're going to wait for you, God, because you said in Isaiah 54:5, the Lord our God is our husband, and the maker is his name, God. We will no longer try to do it ourselves, God, but we will wait patiently, God, and yearnly for you, God. Oh, God, we trust you, oh, God. You said in your word, God, in Psalm 31:14-15, oh, God, we trust in you, for our future's in your hand, God. You said in Jeremiah 29, God, oh, God, that you know the plan that you have for our life, God, a plan of good and not evil to us, in. You said in your word, God, oh, God, that forget the former things, forget the past, see you're doing a new thing in us, God, and now we perceive it, God. We love you, God. We trust in God. Oh, God, we're going to stand and wait, God. We're ready, God. We're ready to be used by God. Use us like never before. Overflow us, God. Oh, God, overflow us like never before. Pour in us, God. Oh, God, pour in us your glory. Pour in us your spirit, God. Have your way, God. Oh, God, we need you now, God. We need you now like never before, God. We need you now, God. Take us higher in the heavenly realm. Catapult us to our destiny. Catapult us in our purpose, God. Our purpose, our significance, God. We're strong and courageous. Strong and fearless, God. We shall meditate on the word day and night, so we can be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. In all season, may we bear much fruit. Winter, spring, summer, and fall, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for the power and authority and dominion, oh, God, of all things. We thank you, God, that we can trample down lions and poison and scorpions and put them underneath our feet. We thank you, God, for that our enemy comes our footstool. We thank you, God, for being blessed in the cities, blessed in the fields, blessed when we come, blessed when we go. Heaven not the tail, above and not beneath. Let the never again be the bar. Enemy comes with the rest of us and scatter us seven, God. Our storehouses is blessed. Our grains is blessed. Our vast is blessed. Our children is blessed. Everything we touch is blessed, God. The blessing shall overtake us, God. Our shadow is blessed, God. Our voice pattern is blessed, God. Our DNA is blessed, God. Everything above us is blessed. We make people blessed. When we at the job is blessed. The house is blessed. Everywhere we go is blessed. The ministry is blessed, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, oh God, oh today, God, for trusting in the Lord to manifest it Thursday. We love you, God, and we honor you, and we adore you, God, and we just need you so much. We thank you for heavenly dimensions, and we thank you for manifesting your word in our life. We thank you, God. We thank you so much, God, for, oh God, for just a year of extra, God. We thank you, God, for increased multiplication. We thank you all so much, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for abundance. We thank you, God, for right now healing, right now faith, right now manifestations, right now worship, right now praise. We thank you so much, oh, God. And we give you all the glory and all the honor and praise. And we fill this by the blood of Jesus. And we fill this with a prophetic seal. These words, God, will manifest in the atmosphere, the hemisphere, the stratosphere, the galaxy, and the core of the earth and the universe, oh God. And it touches the heavenly realms and the sanctuary of you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh God, touch yourself and say it. Triple manifestation. Touch your mind and say triple manifestations. Touch your heart and say triple manifestations. Now touch your belly, because Jesus said out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And say triple manifestations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Triple manifestations. Faith, favor are tripled. Finances are tripled. Fruit are tripled. Faith are tripled. And fire are tripled. Hey, God. I'm going to open up the phone line. Woo, Jesus. To a few people. You all have like a minute to say whatever God, let me like a couple of minutes to say, because we're going to go off the air shortly, to say what God has done for you on today or whatever you want to say to the people of God. The first caller is 614, ending in 4775. You're live on the air.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is a good God, and he is worthy to be praised. It's just awesome to be in his presence today. That was a great word, a word of encouragement, a word of empowerment, just to let us know that we can make it. It is on the way. Matter of fact, it's already done. We just got to walk into that thing and believe God for it. So praise God for that. And I give God another yes on today. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Because it's funny when you said that, that song by Shekinah Glory just dropped in my spirit, that yes. And it's just like, you know what? That's all he needs. And then something else you said, I'm going to let it go because I got 1 or 2 minutes. But something else you said that spoke to my spirit when you said that about fasting and praying. It's funny because I was talking to one of my sisters on last night, and I said, you know, the Bible said that these kind come by fasting and praying, that there's some things that we're going to have to fast and pray about. You know, we can't, it's one thing to pray, but some things are going to have to come through fasting and praying, because some things are just that serious. It's like, God, I got to have this. So if I got to sacrifice something, if I have to give up something, if I have to whatever it is that I need to do so that it can come, then I'm willing to do that. So, amen, God is good. I thank God for you, sister. And, this is Evangelist Santia Wallace, and I'm just enjoying myself, just really glad to be a part, just glad to be a part of it. So praise God for that.
Amen, amen. Bless your Evangelist Santia. I'm telling you, I'm just so excited about what God is doing. He just, he's mind-blowing. All I like to say all the time is a mind-blowing experience, because he's just doing so much. I'm like, oh, Lord, Jesus, oh, God. It's just like, thank you, Lord. It's all I'm saying, like, this. Thank you. I love you. I love you. I worship you. I adore you, God. I praise you, because he's just doing so much mind-blowing experiences. And I'm telling you, oh, my God, I'm saying, when I stood up that word left ear, and I find out what that word means, and it means extra, girl, I'm like, oh, my God. And I
find out what it means.
I'll tell you, oh, my God, girl, you know we could go all day, so let me let the next person. Kevin, kick this off the headlines, but that's all right, though, because I'm just so excited about what the Father is doing for his children. I'm just telling you, it's just like, I just can't even explain the words for what he's doing. I'm just so thankful and grateful for what he is doing in all of our lives. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I only have enough time for one more caller. Start off with 269, ending in 6134. You're live on the air. Caller. You're live on the air. I guess they just called in to listen. I don't even have time to to say anything else, because I only got three minutes. So I just thank all of you listeners. I know a lot of you, I wish I could have really had time to really get you all in, but I really appreciate all of you that called in on today. I'm telling you, call back next week. I'm not going to have a radio show. I'm going to have it on the 27th and the 28th, because I'm having Kings with Riches. You know I do it every year. King with Riches 2012, What God Has Said for 2013. And my special guest will be Pastor Terry Vaughn, that's Santia's pastor. He will be my guest. And I will have Pastor Julian Jones, and I will have Pastor Nathaniel Wells will be my guest for Kings with Riches for 2012. And then Queens with Riches will be Apostle Denise Chase, and it will be Apostle Janetta Giles, and it will be Evangelist Shamika Deans Matthews from Clarksville, Tennessee. So it will, I'm just telling you, I know God is going to say something each and every night. And then that Saturday, all of you listeners, I'm more to listeners who's been keeping this show going for the last 2.5 years, going on 3 years, I will have you all call in Saturday, and it will just be all about you, whatever God has done for you for 2012, whatever testimonies, whatever miracles, whatever you want to say, you can call in Saturday and say what God is doing for your life and what you want to hear God do or what God is going to do for the people. So I'm just excited about what God is doing and the things that he's doing, and I'm just so excited. And I just give all glory, honor, and praise unto the Almighty God. I just want to let you know that I'm your host, Pastor Tashana Wiley. Thank you for tuning in to Iron Royalty Radio Show to present to worship. I thank you, and the show is recorded.
I will put it up on Facebook, Twitter, and Blog Talk, and I'm the Ruby within the next 45 minutes to hour. And I just want to thank God for all of you for making this show be such a blessing. I apologize for the last 2 months. I have not been doing the show. I was doing another radio show, but God got on me to get back into what he has given unto me. So I thank God for all of you, and I just want to let you know that God is awesome. And we're today here, trust in the Lord, but not the faith is everything. I'm pleased to be here for you. Be well and be blessed.
Agape.
I hate to see you cry. Seems like your world is torn apart. Just know that God is standing on his promises, believe.